Well, folks, I'm traveling out into Dry Creek Valley, and the sun is going down. It is a beautiful November day, and Dry Creek Vineyard, I'm going to be meeting today with Don Wallace, and we're having a great glass of his white wines, where we're going to start these features today. Harvest just ended, and we're sitting here a few days after harvest. Been exhausting because it took a little longer than usual.
Yeah, it sure did. First of all, it's happy to have you here, but second of all, it's kind of funny that I just came back from Europe, and their harvests are really pretty screwed up because the warm water coming up from the south heats up the ambient temperatures in the vineyard, so things are getting more ripe early, where we have the Japanese current that comes from north to south, so it's coming down along Siberia and from country where people wear mukluks most of the year, and so
I'm not sure I'm familiar with that term.
Mukluks, that's Eskimo shoes.
Okay.
As I think back in my career in this business, we used to jokingly say once in a while that, gosh, this year we may be serving turkey at the crusher to the crush crew. In some ways, it spread out more like it was 20 years ago, but it's become, up until this year, it's been pretty compressed. And that's what makes it harder. When it's compressed, you're trying to deal with tonnage coming in all at the same time from various parts of the Appalachian, whereas this year here it was more spread out and you could spend more time with the individual lots.
Well, it's interesting too there was a little bit of panic as the summer went on, and because it was so far behind. If you have luck on your side, that's really a good thing for the winemaking team, because it can gradually get to where it wants to go with weather cooperating.
Yeah, absolutely. It all works out. I mean, people ask me all the time, so, gosh, this vintage tastes, remarkably like last year. Well, it doesn't taste anything like last year to me. Or the year before that, or the year before that. Every vintage produces wines of distinction, and if my memory was better, I could pick them out, but it's not that good anymore.
Well, that's all right, because what we're going to do is talk about, you have a bunch of new releases here in your white wines, and they're all 22s. So let's talk about the 22 vintage, and you talk and I'll drink.
Well, the first wine we're tasting is the only non-Dry Creek Valley, or 100% non-Dry Creek Valley Appellation Sauvignon Blanc. It's the Fumé Blanc that we've been making for close to 50 years. And so it's a blend of Russian River and Dry Creek Valley, and we bring in that Russian River fruit because it adds more of that crisp, green, grassy Sauvignon Blanc characteristic that people recognize with this wine for generations. It has a little bit more warmer, riper characteristics, more floral, less citrus and grass than normal. But yeah, it's just as yummy as ever.
Well, these wines are perfect timing now for the holidays coming up, and Thanksgiving takes on a new look with all these wines on the table. Time for some great wines from Dry Creek Vineyard, and Don Wallace is pouring another glass. Cheers, Don.